Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient W-E-E-D-O-N-E-T-T-E in parenthesis Weedy, W-E-E-D-Y in parenthesis Hannibal, H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L. Address is 2662 Fairfield Commons, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-966-3663, ID is XXX XXX4576, date of birth is 12-16-1953, 69-year-old married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / AARP - United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Costco - Chico. It is address 2 Robert Grigg, GRIGGPA, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite A, B, and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history suspicious for postherpetic neuralgia. Subparagraph, previous history of shingles irritation. Subparagraph, treatment with Valtrex, BID. Subparagraph, history of recurrent cephalgia. And dizziness. Subparagraph, therapeutic treatment with prednisone. New paragraph, recent medications, hydroxytryptophan, 100 milligrams, albuterol sulfate inhaler, 81 milligrams, aspirin delayed release, azelastin, 137 micrograms, nasal spray, cholecalciferol D3, 25 micrograms, 1,000 units daily, DOTTI 0.1 milligram transdermal patch, topical, twice a week. Famciclovir 500 milligrams, tablets, one twice a day, 10 days. Gabapentin 300 milligrams, one tablet three times a day. Ginkgo biloba leaf extract 120 milligram capsules, one daily. Ibuprofen 600 milligram tablets for moderate pain, 1 Q 6 hours. Losartan 25 milligram tablets daily. Magnesium 400 milligrams, magnesium oxide, one every other day orally. Multiple vitamin, one daily. Prednisone 10 milligram tablets, one daily orally. Simbicort 60 micrograms / 4.5 micrograms. HFA aerosol inhaler, valacyclovir 1 gram tablets. for outbreak of rash, valacyclovir 500 milligram tablet, two tablets by mouth daily, prophylaxis. New paragraph, incidental findings, hypocalcemia. Past medical history, she is treated for hypertension. She has describes an area of painful swelling in the right scalp and the occipital area of 2 weeks' duration, lancinating pain rating to the top of the scalp. Laboratory testing was non-diagnostic for bacterial infection. She's been treated with Valtrex, Norco, Neurontin, with planned dosage readjustment. New paragraph, past medical history. Asthma, bronchitis, infectious disease history, appendicitis, chickenpox, measles, shingles, medical adverse reactions, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory, penicillins. Systematic review of systems. General, she reports dizziness, forgetfulness. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. EENT, history of hay fever. She wears eyeglasses. Respiratory, she received treatment for asthma this year. Cardiovascular, she has a history of hypertension. Gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she has a history of varicose veins. Female gynecological, she stands 5 feet, 5.5 inches tall. She weighs 175 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 10. Her last menstrual period was in 1998. She had a history of irregularity. Last pap smear, 2016. Last rectal exam. She's completed mammography. She reports female gynecological surgery. She's had 10 pregnancies with 2 live births, 8 miscarriages, 2 children born 1982, 1988, without complication. Thank you. the paragraph. Sexual function, she is status post hysterectomy. She remains sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life. She denied discomfort with intercourse. She denies transmissible infectious disease illness. New paragraph, dermatological symptoms reported. Mental health. She's seen a counselor in the past, but denied other mental health symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral care, history of convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. Personal health and personal safety. She does not live alone. She does not report frequent falls. She does have some visual difficulty. She has completed an advanced directive. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Personal and family health history. She was born on December 16, 1953. She's 69 years old. New paragraph. Her father died at age 82 from kidney failure. Her mother died at age 47 from ovarian cancer. She had three siblings. One died from heart failure. One died with bipolar illness, and one died with cancer. Her husband, age 89, is healthy. Her son, age 40, has lupus. Her daughter, age 34, is in good health. New paragraph, she gave a family history of arthritis, asthma, cancer, heart disease, hypertension, lupus and bipolar illness. She denied a family history of bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, or other mental illness or serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She's completed high school and college. Social history and health habits. She is married. She reports drinking, quote, moderately, unquote, 1 to 2 drinks per week. She does not smoke. She quit in 1977. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no children at home. Occupational concerns. She retired in 2020. She did not indicate occupational difficulty. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. Reports a history of previous fracture, but there's no history of concussion, loss of consciousness, or other serious illnesses. Operations, hospitalization, she's never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph. Tonsillectomy, 1960. Appendectomy, 1962. Ovarian repair, 1978, good outcome. Treated fractured ankle, healed, 1998. Hysterectomy, 1998. She denies prolonged hospitalizations for treatment of medical disease. New paragraph. neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. First paragraph, general. She gives a history of dizziness, fatigue, reduced concentration, disequilibrium, reduced memory. Head, she describes intermittent headaches across the front of the head relieved by Tylenol. There's no history of fainting spells, blackouts, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denied neuralgia, but she does report reduced grip strength in the left hand. No other symptoms reported, upper back and arms. She reports stiffness in the three fingers of her left hand with some swelling. New paragraph, upper back, that is the middle back. She denied symptoms, low back, she denied symptoms, shoulders, she denied symptoms, elbows, she denied symptoms, wrists, she denied symptoms, hips, she denied symptoms, ankles, she denied symptoms, feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems, other than reported, is otherwise unremarkable. She gave an additional history of having COVID in July. Blurred vision on the right side, possible cataracts. She describes a cap-like feeling in the scalp sensation. New paragraph. Neurological examination, quote, weedy, unquote, is a pleasant, well-developed, well-nourished woman who's alert-oriented and pleasant, and no apparent distress or immediate recent remote memories are preserved, as is her attention concentration. Corneal nerves 2 through 12 appear unremarkable. Examination of the head and scalp does not disclose significant unusual findings or painful tenderness. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength. Sensory examination is otherwise preserved all modalities with subjective hypesthesia in the identified fingers. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing discloses no tremor at rest with intention or movement, no inducible neuromuscular rigidity or cogwheeling. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved without pathological or primitive findings. New paragraph, ambulatory examination otherwise remains fluid and non-ataxic. Romberg is negative. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Mrs. Weedonette Hannibal, Hannibal, presents with a clinical history strongly suggesting postherpetic neuralgia. She's been treated medically. New paragraph, her clinical examination and history suggest that there may be secondary complications of this or COVID virus infection. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation, I've suggested the following. Number one, we'll obtain a neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study with and without contrast. New paragraph, MR imaging of the cervical spine will be completed to exclude clinical features structural mechanically contributing to radiculopathy. New paragraph. She should continue on her current treatment regimen. New paragraph. I'll see her for reevaluation consideration for further care with her findings and my signature.